we have two new listeners joining us just in time for Christmas. We particularly like to welcome Mrs. Joyce Wilson from Brundle. Welcome to Chatterbox. We hope you enjoy our weekly recordings. In case you still have not noticed, next week is Christmas week. We will not be recording Chatterbox next week, so the next edition will be in 2019, recording on Thursday, the 3rd of January. We would therefore like to send you our very best wishes for Christmas and the New Year from the 100 Chatterbox volunteers. However, when we're not munching on mince pies, we will have the usual news items from the evening news this week, plus letters from readers, information desk, and two features, both with a seasonal touch. We will start, as usual, with some of the stories making the news in Norwich this week.
Our first story this week provides further information about the closure of a care home in Norwich, which we reported on last week. It seems that the conditions there were appalling. Norwich City Council have decided not to join in a national rough sleeping campaign, focusing instead on their own Pathways service, which targets those sleeping rough in Norwich. Norfolk Museum Services Wynne Farthing Pendant, found near Dis in 2014, has been voted Britain's 2018 favourite work of art, acquired for a museum with Art Fund support. An ex-staff member has described appalling conditions at a care home which was ordered to shut this week. On Wednesday, Homewood on Harvey Lane, Thorpe St Andrew, a home for adults with mental health issues, shut following an inspection by the Care Quality Commission, the CQC. One staff member said she walked out of the home last week in disgust at the lack of staff. She said concerns she raised with management were ignored, adding that staff were doing their jobs, but how can two people look after 28 people, especially when some are challenging or incontinent? The ex-staff member added that washing machines did not work, which meant when inspectors visited, there was a pile of dirty sheets. She also said mattresses were stained and disgusting, while there was no fire escape on the top floor of the building. The home had one cleaner during the day, and although he worked hard, he couldn't possibly clean a home that big to a good standard, she said. The staff member, who has worked in the industry for 27 years, added, "I know what the CQC expects, and it makes me sick it got that bad." Bay Tree Community Care London Limited, which runs the home, has not responded to requests for comment. "I spoke to one chap who said he'd lived there for many years. Over the years, it has been a really nice place." The home was rated good by the CQC last year before they returned last month.
Norwich City Council did not apply to be part of a multi-million pound scheme to tackle rough sleeping because they believed it would not go far enough. Despite the number of rough sleepers in Norwich increasing in recent years, councillors said they chose not to seek to become one of the government's 15 rough sleeping hubs. The government is creating 11 such hubs throughout a 4.8 million project, with a further four to follow next year. But Norwich will not be one of them. Ministers said the new centres, the first of which will be up and running by spring next year, will help provide immediate shelter and rapid assessment for those sleeping rough or at risk of doing so. Kevin Maguire, Norwich City Council's cabinet member with responsibility for the rough sleeping strategy, said, "Rough sleeping is a complex issue which requires long-term solutions that we did not feel would be delivered by this initiative alone. It would require further investment in supported housing from central government. Instead, we are focusing on the new Pathways service, which is already having a positive, meaningful impact for individuals sleeping rough in Norwich."
Norfolk Museum Services' Wynne Farthing Pendant has been named as the winner of Britain's favourite work of art acquired for a museum with Art Fund support in 2018. A public poll saw more than 5,000 people vote for their favourite. the nationally significant Anglo-Saxon gold treasure was found by archaeology student Tom Luckin while metal detecting at Wynfarthing near Diss in December 2014. Recognising he had discovered an undisturbed grave, he left the burial intact until it could be excavated by archaeologists from Norfolk County Council's Find, Identification and Recording Services based at Gressenhall. Excavation showed the grave to have contained an aristocratic Anglo-Saxon lady who died between AD 650 and AD 675. The beautiful gold and garnet pendant, inlaid with hundreds of tiny cloisonné-set garnets, forming sinuous interlacing beasts and geometrical shapes, was saved for the nation earlier this year following a fundraising appeal by Norwich Castle Museum and Art Gallery. The pendant was voted the nation's favourite acquisition of the year from a shortlist of 10 works of art and objects that Art Fund helped UK museums to buy in 2008. A measure of the pendant's beauty and archaeological importance is that it is currently on display at the British Library's major exhibition, Anglo-Saxon Kingdoms, and that runs until February the 19th. It will go back on display at Norwich Castle on its return next spring.